Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. Hello, I hope you're having a great weekend. I'm so glad you're tuned in. Here's what's inside today's show. The first half hour features my playlist. It's a mix of wonderful tunes from Zimbabwe, Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, and Niger. And then two songs that bring big music news from America and the United Kingdom. The death of Jimmy Buffett and an historic new album by the Rolling Stones. Now, at the back half of the hour, Drop the Needle Music Listening Quiz puts Stephen Oklete, a.k.a. Biko, in the hot seat. Zimbabwean hip-hop producer Neville Sigauke shares his new single featuring singer Simangaliso Kudzanai. And Word on the Tweets by VOA1's Shauna Renee brings you the latest Twitter news in 90 seconds. Then more news from the Rolling Stones about their new album, Hackney Diamonds. And finally, Okwi Osadebe and his High Life Soundmakers International perform live from our VOA studios in New York City. So that's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. We are starting out in Zimbabwe with Shoma Josie. This is her 2020 hit, Jamani. Now, I was thinking about Show this week because it was just announced on Music in Africa that she's going to perform and give a keynote at the 2023 Music in Africa Conference for Collaborations, Exchange, and Showcase, otherwise known as Access, which is in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, this November from the 9th to the 11th. And guess who's going to be on that panel with her? I'm so excited.
Let's go.
Shoma Josie with Jamani from 2020. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now to Nigeria, here's Tenny with her brand new hit, Lanke.
What a feeling. Oh, dear, got it too sunny energy. Everybody wanna study to my melody. And the baby, them a study to my phone. Got the money and I think I never fold her. High taste and I get standard. Flow a million, the body to buy J-Dada. Low tree smoke song banner, put the body on the jet like two corner. From my side, for me to fall now. Tell you my Kanaki on the skippy double lifestyle, bad bitches wanna ride. Never alone with my guys, I'm a Liverpool on his side. Chopping lights like old face, a banga, bad bitches wanna ride. I'm gonna
causing damage. And I the best 21 to stop it. Not any baby, the money magnet. I keep them back, back to back on rampage. Yeah, I won't fear. Yeah, they won't dare. Go let them rest. Killing with your big four blood for my side. For me to fall in line. Then you're gonna be honest, keep it up a lifestyle. Bad bitches wanna ride. Never alone with my guys. I'm a Liverpool on this side. Chopping life like old face. A banger, bad bitches wanna ride.
That was Tenny, one of my favorite female vocalists from Nigeria. And staying right in Nigeria, we're going to go to Burna Boy. This is Sitting on Top of the World featuring 21 Savage. Comes off his brand new album that just was released August 24th called I Told Them.
Go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. Get my baby. That's the difference when you're my baby. That's how it is when you're... Me stop the world. Feel my thug passion. Give you what you ask for. So tell me if you want action. Until the lights back on. I got the one we could last long. And I mean, never knew my job. Feel like what I waited for night long. I pull up in my fashion. Every night flashing anyway. We can go ahead and just head out and chill up in my villa to get out the whole night. Just get in the drop top, take the head out and cruise with your head outside. Go, go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. Get my baby. That's the difference when you're my baby. That's how it is when you're... Nobody make me stop the world. You've been through. You survived through the night, through the darkest of times. It's only right that you do what you like.
I can help you shit on anybody ever hated. Put you in baguettes, got you feeling like you made it. Everything advanced, nothing that I do is basic. Me and Rolls Royce on a first name basis. Look her with no chases. Yeah. Only give her hundreds cause she hates seeing new faces. Know she wanna mind by the stones in her bracelet. Little money niggas see her out and they don't say shit.
Oh God.
She told me to pay it for it, now she backing it up. Used to date a ball player, but they wrapping it up. Got her in a penthouse and I'm smacking it up. They gon' point you to the top if you asking for us. 21.
Go, go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. Get my baby. That's the difference when you're my baby. That's how it is when you're... Stop the world. Go, go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. Get my baby. That's the difference when you're my baby. That's how it is when you're...
This is Fantasy Wiz. You're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.
Yeah, all right. That was Burna Boy with his new song, Sitting on Top of the World. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. Now let's go to Kenya with Sauti Sol, Short and Sweet.
I think you fell in love too fast. African nights in a cool rush. And I remember you refused to kiss me. And now you're using my toothbrush. You say you think I talk too much. That I'm not your type and you don't like the hype. Cause your daddy is a preacher. Now you're wearing my t-shirt. And I don't want this night to end before you know I love you. I don't want this night to end before you know I need you. Na muda usini isiye ni kwambie I love you. I don't want this night to end before you know I need you. So I'ma keep it short and sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat.
Apolipo Kamatana feels so sweet. Apolipo Kamatana feels so sweet. Short and sweet. DJ play the song on the beat. Body of the dance to the beat. Apolipo Kamatana feels so sweet. Apolipo Kamatana feels so sweet.
Yeah. You wanna do the right thing, you find this too exciting. Your friends tell you could they to come in mini high risk, throw that shit behind me. Yeah. Come sit beside me. If you got too much class, then do me like assignments. Yeah. Please don't remind me of the bad times. Your sugar sweet, your icy, but in my eye, it shouldn't be so hard to make up your mind. Just do it one time for the one time. It's a coffee, keep participate. Feeling meditole, unge jonge, appreciate. Lighting intimate, 1 + 68. Pussy rush, ato kitoka sai, you'll still be late. To set a chance, ya ku feel regret. How much higher than this can you ever get? Any Mount Everest. And by sunrise, I'm gone, I'm not here that long. Keep it short and sweet.
DJ play the song on repeat. Only on the dance to the beat. I'm only for Kamatana feels so sweet. Apolipo Kamatana feels so sweet. Short and sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Body of the dance to the beat. Apolipo Kamatana feels so sweet. Apolipo Kamatana feels so sweet.
He grip ni bedsita. Na sina kiti soto kali ya kitanda. He kitanda na ni 4x6. Usingizi wapono kako 6 feet deep. Kabla nizame 6 inch deep. Acha ni seti mood na maudi. Nangomaza kabaka daudi. Nangomaza Oliva mchukui.
Getting closer, let's get warmer. Lose the tension, be together. I know how to treat you better. Take this moment unforgettable. With this feelings undeniable. Moyo shajipa kwani. Na nasi mikukubali.
All right, that was Salty Soul featuring Yashinsky from Kenya. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. We are inside the first 30 minutes of Music Time in Africa, listening to my playlist. And then after that, we've got lots of features and live music and news. But right now, we go back to Zimbabwe with Mukumba. This is Makisi from their album Tusona Tracings in the Sand.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay. Hello, everyone. How are you all doing? This is Heather Maxwell broadcasting from Washington, D.C. in the United States on The Voice of America. So we've got a few more songs before we get to the second half of interviews and features. This one comes out of Niger by Bambino. He's an acoustic guitar player, singer, songwriter. This song is a pre-release for his new album that's coming out September 15th. It's called Ayo Nigila. He sings in Tamshek. Let me just tell you what he says in English, and I quote, "Wherever I am, I yearn for your love. My love, come back so we can go away together. You occupy my thoughts. Wherever I am, my love, come back. Come back so we can be together." Was Bambino from Niger with Ayo Nigila. I love Bambino. I have met him several times. The last time, I think, was in the southern part of Morocco in the desert. He's going to be here in Washington, D.C. in a couple of weeks on tour. Going to try to grab that. Anyway, hey, this is Heather. Here's Terminator. This song is by Gregory Borte Newman, who goes by the stage name King Promise. He's a Ghanaian high life and Afrobeat singer-songwriter. And this song, Terminator, is currently number 3 on Spotify's viral hits playlist.
Yeah, I'm at the point in life, if you understand me or not, misunderstand me or not, me, I'm okay. And if you think I'm wrong or not, long as it's what I want, me, I'm okay.
Tarit from Algeria, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
All right. Hey, everybody. So you just heard Terminator by King Promise and featuring Young John. Now, this next song is from the Rolling Stones. It's called Angry. It's a pre-release to their new album coming out soon. The music video is just 2 days old, and it has 12 million hits already. Now, I'll have more to say about the Rolling Stones and their new album at the back half of the hour. But for now, let's just enjoy this brand new track, Angry. That is brand new Rolling Stones, Angry. Hey, everybody. So I told you that I had some big news from the UK and the United States. So here's the big news from the US. It is sad news. American singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett has died, 76 years old. The self-described beach bum turned billionaire had built a commercial empire of success on his breakthrough of this one hit, Margaritaville, 50 years ago. He passed away September 1st, and in a statement on his website, Jimmy passed away peacefully, surrounded by family, friends, music, and dogs. He lived his life like a song, it says, till the very last breath, and will be missed beyond measure by so many. Let's listen to his song, Margaritaville. I gotta tell you, this touches my heart and my family and friends' heart here in the U.S. I grew up with this song. We all did. God bless his soul, Jimmy Buffett.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Don't know the reason, stayed here all season, nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Stepped on a pop top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away.
Tell your friends about VOA Africa. Music, sports, and news.
Yes. Hi, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. That concludes my personal playlist for the hour. Now we are going into some features and fun, starting with Drop the Needle with Biko. Hello, Biko.
Hey, how are you doing, Heather?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. You still in New York?
Yes, I am.
Nice. All right. Are you ready to play Drop the Needle?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
This is Takeover by Stanley Eno from Cameroon, I think.
Yeah. You got it.
Yep.
All right, here's the second one.
Don't let your head stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you want to talk to, who knows who we'd be if we just live more and love more.
I know this.
All right, what is it?
This is Live More, Love More by Kat Burns.
You're right. And where's she based out of?
Her family is from, I think, West Africa, but she's based in London. I really like her approach to music as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. She plays the guitar, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Cool. You're doing well. Here's number three.
Okay, let's go.
All right. On n'aime pas les hypocrites, on n'aime pas le double discours, on n'aime pas bande de gentils, on n'aime pas de partout par y'a la
baille. I know this song.
All right, what is it?
This is Bloqué by Fally Ipupa.
Yes!
I know his voice.
Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, you did awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, Biko, Stephen Oklete, you have anything you'd like to share with our audiences?
I just want to tell everyone to go out and check out my music and my socials. It's Biko Music, BIQOMUSIC. And, you know, continue to stream my music, watch my videos, and, yeah, spread love.
Power to Biko.
Yes.
Thanks so much. All right. Biko did a great job, didn't he? And also last week, the Drop the Needle contestant did a great job. We had also continued conversation after his quiz, and he told me about a brand new single that he just produced and sent me the single later. So guess what? We are going to return to that conversation from last week, listen to him introduce it, and to his new song. Hey, everybody, I'm talking to Neville Sika, okay? A Zimbabwean, but who's living in South Africa, who does his own style of hip-hop called Mbiradzi hip-hop.
That's correct. Music of the soil by son of the soil.
Oh, nice. Okay, now, you have a new song out, right?
It's a song I produced for an artist called Simangaliso Mthize called Kudza Nai. The song was addressing toxic relationships and abusive relationships. So Kudza Nai meaning lifts each other up.
And where is this singer from?
She's from Zimbabwe. She's based in Harare. She played the live instruments like the mbira, and her sister, her name is Nasibo. She played flute. They call it the nute. Mm-hmm. It's made out of an African fruit. And then she was playing the osho and the drums. And we both played the drums as well on the song.
Thank you.
Right, that was Neville Sigelke producing the singer Simangaliso Mutize with Kudzanai. Hey, now it's time for some music news from VOA One's Shauna Renee.
VOA! You're tuned in to the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, and this is Word on the Tweets.
The tweets are talking about Sean Puffy Combs, who announced on Monday he is giving publishing rights to his roster of Bad Boy artists, including Mace, Faith Evans, and the estate of the notorious B.I.G. This unprecedented decision means that these artists will now have greater control over their creative work and the royalties generated from that work. Puffy stated that this move reflects his commitment to supporting and empowering the artists who have contributed to the success of Bad Boy Records. This decision could reshape the dynamics of the industry, offering artists more autonomy and potential for financial gain. The tweets are also talking about the 2023 Burning Man Festival, which turned into a logistical nightmare after a sandstorm hit the area, causing massive disruptions to the festival's infrastructure, including power outages, communication breakdowns, and transportation chaos. Hundreds of attendees were stranded in the Black Rock Desert while organizers scrambled to provide assistance and ensure the safety of those attendees. Thankfully, all of the concertgoers have been evacuated, but the fiasco now is begging the question if the Burning Man Festival should continue. That's it for today. Until next time, peace.
This is Baba Kuboye. You are listening to Dr. Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Do not touch that dial.
All right. About a week ago, I was in New York City where I interviewed Okwi Osadebe with his band. You can listen to the whole show on my YouTube channel, Music Time in Africa. But I'm going to play you about 10 minutes of the last piece that we did together live in the studio there. And here's the introduction, and then get ready for some awesome Nigerian high life, old school style. I would like to hear another song, of course, but okay. Before that, can I learn a little bit more about you guys as people? So how long have you been living in the United States, Okwi?
For about 28, 29 years.
Oh, I see. So you're really, you feel as American as you do African?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, and you've always been based in Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. How about you, Ray?
Well, I'm actually born here in Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, and how long have you guys been playing together?
I think we had a conversation yesterday, I believe. The first time we played was 8 years ago, I believe.
Yeah. Right?
2015. It's been a while, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you come about being a musician of high life, being that you're American?
High life was just a chance. There was a connection that a drummer that he knew that was part of the project that had connected me with him. Mm-hmm. And then I started learning all about Nigerian high life and native blues and the genres that surround the Nigerian culture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about you, Fidelis?
Yeah, I've been here for 12 years now.
12 years?
Yes.
From Nigeria as well?
Yeah.
Are you also an Igbo
Yes.
Igbo man.
Yes. I play with his dad for 2 decades.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
He was my father's original guitarist.
Yes. His father brought me here from 1986 to 2000, whatever.
Oh, okay. Since
he come here every 2 years.
Wow.
Every other year, we are coming here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's great. Yes.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And now you're based here?
Yeah.
Okay.
After his death, I decided to base here.
To stay
here.
Oh, and carry on the legacy with your guitar.
To support it.
And your father, bless his soul, he passed away in 2009, was it?
2007.
His last album was it God Bless America or something?
Kelu America.
What?
That wasn't actually his last album.
Oh.
Kelu America was, was way back in 94 that he recorded that in Connecticut. Yeah.
What was his last album?
His last album is actually back in Nigeria that he released that album. I can't even remember the name of it. My father was just too prolific. He released 2-3 albums in a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Seriously.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go on to the next song. What would you like to do?
All right. So we'll play Matador.
Matador.
This is actually my father's original recording, but I did a remake of it. Yes.
Great. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Matador complex. O kasi akasi nuwe kama. O mumaleze sam. Nkenke ni chuli gwenyo nama. O mumezi la nincha. O yole ma. Thank you. Awesome.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I've got one more question. It's been on my mind since I knew we were going to be together. Normally, you know, Ghana, Nigeria, West Africa, first of all, there's competition in cultural things like jollof rice.
Yes.
Music.
Yes.
Music. What do you say?
Moi moi. So when I first played with them like 8 years ago, I was introduced to like a lot of their foods. I've never had it before. Mm-hmm. And one of their dishes is moi moi, which is, I guess, is like a bean based.
Oh.
And I haven't had it since. So when we were rehearsing for this, mm-hmm. I told them the joke because it's been 8 years. I've been waiting to have moi moi again. So that's why you brought it up.
I see moi moi. Well, but for music, you have, you know, Nigeria and Ghana. High Life is really a Ghanaian. It started out as a Ghanaian music genre.
It originated from Ghana.
Yeah, which I find interesting because it seems that the Nigerian music industry and music itself seems to be more popular worldwide than the Ghanaian music.
Yes.
But not in this one case, not with this classic High Life.
Yes.
That's really known to come out of Ghana.
Yes.
So how was it that your father decided to become a High Life musician, being that he was from Nigeria and that you're all from Nigeria?
I guess when he was growing up, music runs in my family. My grandfather is known, they call him the Dancing Feather.
The Dancing Feather?
The Dancing Feather, yeah. Like, he danced like, he moves like a feather, like a chicken feather when he dances.
Oh.
So music has been in my family background, and then my father grew up, you know, with the same music running in his blood. And right from, you know, high school, he went right into music, mm-hmm. from church choir and stuff like that. And then straight out of high school, he went full time into High Life music. That was back in the days. High Life music is the one that is mostly appreciated.
I see.
And is the kind of music that wealthy men, the elites, listens to. When you go to, you know, functions, mm-hmm. is the High Life music that they would play. Mm-hmm. And my father just fell in love with it, and the rest was history. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
Okwi Osadebe.
Yes.
And the band.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me today in New York City.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, just a few more minutes left, and we are going to round out the hour with a little bit more news from the Rolling Stones. Now, we heard their pre-release earlier in the show. I'm going to have you listen to an interview that they gave on September 6th with Jimmy Fallon, the host of The Tonight Show, where he interviewed the three surviving Stones on stage, Mick Jagger, 80, Keith Richards, 79, and Ronnie Wood, at 76.
There were lots of ideas floating about, and we gathered them all together just before Christmas last year and made a go of it, didn't we?
Yeah.
We cut them all very quickly.
It's been 18 years since you made it.
We've been very lazy.
There was a blitz on.
That's not very quick at all.
We have done something. We've been on the road most of the time. We were a bit too kind of like lazy, and then suddenly we said, let's put a deadline, and let's make a record and put a deadline. So Keith and I and Ronnie had this chat, and we said, okay, we'll make this record Christmas, and we're going to finish it by Valentine's Day.
So we made two albums.
So we went into the studio in December, and we cut 23 tracks, and very quickly, and finished them off in January, and mixed them in February.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones.
Thank you. Mick.
Thank you. All right, and with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And online, you can find it at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.